It certainly is. 21 past 8. We're going to be joined by Michael Felgate for a bit of a chat about the spring ticket shortly as well, which we're excited about. But we're excited about John Aloisi and what he's going to do with this Western United team after their A-League Championship last season. They launched the season this week. I reckon it's pretty exciting to be a part of the campaign. The coach joins us. John, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. It's been a while since we've chatted to you post-success in the A-League season last year. Have you kept yourself busy?
Working. First of all, I enjoyed the moment and got away with the family for a couple of weeks, and then back into it. And it's been a great pre-season. The boys have worked really hard, and we had some positive results in pre-season friendlies, and now we just can't wait for the start of the season.
So what's new at Western United? How do you keep this dynamic list together? Have you improved it? And we're going to see a different style? Or are we happy with what we've got?
The majority of the boys are still together. We didn't really lose too many players, only a couple. And then we brought in a couple of players. We brought in James Torisi, who everyone knows throughout the A-League. And you know, he's also played a number of games for our national team, won the Asian Cup for Australia. And he's been a great addition for us. And then we got Tongo Dumbia in the midfield, who's a Mali international. We've played at the highest level in Europe. So we've added depth, and we've got a strong squad, we believe. And we've been working hard to improve in all aspects. You know, we would not only just in our defensive structure, but also our attacking structure. We saw towards the end of last season, we started to score goals on a frequent basis, and hopefully we can do that at the beginning of the season.
I guess it's that balance, isn't it, John? You know what the winning formula is because you're the champions, but at the same point, you know that the chasing pack are coming hard, so you've got to find a way to be better.
That's right. You know, we just need to keep on evolving, improving, and you know, everyone's saying that you're the hunted now, but the way that we look at it is that we just don't become complacent. We know the formula, like you said, and that's hard work and making sure that we're prepared for every single game and every moment, because every game will be hard. The other clubs have improved. The other teams will believe that they've got a side to win it, and so we have to be prepared for that. And we have. The boys have come back in pre-season really motivated. Surprised me how good they have been, and we've just gone up another notch, which is good to see.
Oh, I'm interested. There's been a lot of commentary, and Gus Hiddink talked about this, about how you don't play a long enough season or you don't play enough games and all those sorts of things, and you've obviously played football yourself around the world. When the guys have the bigger pre-season break, how do you manage that as a manager to make sure that they're as fit as they need to be for the season starting?
Yeah, we're a little bit used to it now in Australia because that's what we've had for quite a while. You do have to manage it. You have your cycles that you go through in terms of your loadings and the way that you work the playing group, and then also you have to give them a little bit of time off during that period because they need to freshen up and mentally and physically. So you try and play as many games as possible, but not as many as probably they would play in Europe because they're not used to playing those games. And friendly games are still friendly. It hasn't got the same the nervous energy involved and those things there. So it's tough because it's a long pre-season, but as a coach you get to work on a lot of your structures that you want the team to have in place come season.
Do you sense the mood change when the games are around the corner? We've obviously had some pre-season games and the like, but with like next Friday night, it's kick-off with a derby against Melbourne City, which would be great fun to kick off the season with. Do you sense that there's a different energy in the room now?
I've sensed that we've gone through three stages of pre-season. We would call them three blocks, and the second block was probably our hardest, and I could sense that the players are going, well, we've still got 6 weeks to go before the season starts, but as soon as we gave them a little bit of time off just after that block, they've come back and you could see that they know the season's close. So yeah, that's been there for a little bit now. And, after the last pre-season friendly we had against the Central Coast, you could see that, the boys were ready to go and now can't wait.
And you're ready? You're happy with how it's proceeded and you're ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready to go. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to the challenge. We know it'll be a tough season. Like I said before, the other clubs have recruited really well. I still think you'll see, Melbourne Victory up there, Melbourne City up there. You know, we will be pushing to compete. So let's see if the three Melbourne sides are up top again. That'll be great to see as well.
Sounds good to us. We're looking forward to it all unfolding next Friday night, the kickoff of the A-League season. The champs back in action against Melbourne City to kick it all off. It's going to be great fun. John, look forward to spending some time with you. Good luck next week.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.